Hey, Nancy, I think we both saw that Portlandia episode where the people are standing in line for the new hot spot to have brunch and the line is, going off across the county border or something. Have you ever done anything like that?
You mean, have I waited in line to get into a restaurant?
Yeah.
Of course I have. I mean, enough places around here don't take reservations these days that you have to wait in line to get in.
Out on the street?
Out on the street in the pouring rain, yeah.
Really? Everybody listening is saying, what, Nancy Leeson, the big food writer and everything, you have to stand in line?
The best thing that ever happened to me in regard to waiting in line was not here in Seattle. It was in Cape May, New Jersey, at the only place I ever lost my job. It was a short-lived restaurant gig when I was 18 years old. I didn't lose the job for any bad reason, but I did lose it. It was sad. I cried. Well, darned if I didn't go back there in the height of the summer when they have about 1,000 covers a night, and it's really hard to get a reservation. But they knew me, and they knew what I do now. Right this way, Miss Leeson, can we show you to the window table? And that was out of town, and it was a different thing, but I would have probably had to wait an hour and a half for a table otherwise.
You didn't feel guilty about jumping along?
Not for a minute, man. I wanted to punch those people. Are you kidding me? But this is what really kills me. The people waiting in front of the trucks, these trucks that
are
all over town, you're going to wait for 45 minutes in the rain for a $12 sandwich, and then there's no place to sit. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
And I think the most waiting I'm willing to do is I'll stand around in the lobby of a dim sum joint, 15, 20 minutes, even a half an hour, with everybody else waiting for a table. But I cannot bring myself to stand on a line out on the sidewalk. I feel like that makes you into some kind of a supplicant or something.
Yeah, maybe it does, to sit at a communal table with some people you don't even know. But on the other hand, there's a lot of stuff that they can do now, like take your cell phone number and call you so you can go across the street or down the block to a bar and knock one back while you're waiting to get into the place that you can't get into for another hour and a half.
I just wonder, how good could the food possibly be to justify standing in a line for an hour?
I look at it a different way. Think about it, people who are willing to stand in line and just yak it up with a friend. It gives you an excuse to get some air going around your ears if you've been stuck in an office all day, or just a place to meet people and chat it up and kind of be groovy.
And maybe meet some strangers.
Maybe get a date. When I stood in line not too long ago at Salumi in Pioneer Square, Gina Batali comes out with meat and tries to keep people quiet. She does a good job of it.
trying to prevent the riot.
The riot that occurs. And that's a wonderful, fun place to be. And there's a lot of people waiting in line and you're going to have a nosh. There's a place called Koch's Deli in Philly that I used to go to near the University of Pennsylvania. And the guys who owned it would do the same thing. They'd pass out cheese and meats and you would just sit and schmooze with people in line with you. And that was part of the spirit of it, as part of the fun of it. Now, you couldn't pay a lot of people who I'm sure are listening, my husband, to stand in line for anything. But I'm willing to do it. I'm just kind of a sociable sort.
Okay, well, that's a different slant on it. I hadn't thought of it like that. I still don't think I'm willing to do it. But Eaters, what about you? Do you stand in line to get into some hot restaurant or something? And if so, for how long? Let us know at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. Oh, almost forgot, and how could I? It's Girl Scout cookie time again. It's the 101st anniversary of the Scouts, and this cookie go-around, I'm very proud to say that the Girl Scouts took my suggestion to offer an I Bought Girl Scout Cookies sticker with every sale. Scouts, I am honored. With Seattle Times food writer, patient Nancy Leeson, I'm impatient Dick Stein.